Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, Nishan Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, my co-host is Justin Jackson. He has a bachelor's degree in economics. Welcome, Justin.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Hello, all the listeners.
2020 has been a whirlwind for Black America. We have witnessed racial injustice, police brutality, systemic racism, COVID-19, and et cetera. And Justin, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that as far as the police brutality, I feel like, you know, that's nothing new. You know, that's stuff that that's been going on in general. But, you know, I think this year in general has been, you know, one for the history books. You know, we lost a great legend in Kobe Bryant as well. A lot of stars. We lost Black Panther. You know, I think there's been a lot of things that have been going on, you know, this year that, you know, brought a lot of tragedy as well. And we had an election, a decent election, I guess we would say, you know, and I think that, you know, 2020, you know, has been, you know, no one's going to ignore this. And we know this year is going to definitely be in the history books. I know my grandkids and my great grandkids are definitely going to be talking about this.
I totally agree. We have a caller, 8051. Do you have a question or comment, or do you have anything to say about 2020?
8051.
Yes, that's you.
Yes, 8051.
8051. Oh, yes, it has been a year, but I have a different opinion because I've seen that even though it's been not a fantastic year for Black people, they have held on strong, except for those that when the COVID-19 first come out, a lot of people died, but still there's a lot of us left living. So I don't think it was a bad year other than being quarantined in the house or just to my job and back home or to church. It affected me differently. It made me appreciate a lot of things that I didn't really appreciate before, and it should have brought families together, which I hope it did for a lot of Black people. But the injustice, I think time's going to take care of that. I know it's been a long time, but a lot of things are more out in the open that used to be undercover. We had a bad president. But one thing, he took the cover off of a lot of the ills of society by the way he governed. It made a lot of the Pride Boys, they come out in the open. Now we don't have to look for a lot of people like them. We know who they are now because they think they're in a position that they can get away with anything so they don't have to hide anymore. But I think that's going to hurt them instead of helping them.
I think everybody should have a can of Twisty Tea ready for when you meet them, you know. I don't know if you guys got to saw that video, but, you know, I got Twisty Tea and I got something else waiting for them. So, you know, let them come on out, you know. I think, you know, our generation, especially my generation, you know, we're not scared. You know, I know a lot of people say turn the other cheek and this, that, and the other. You know, this younger generation is coming up. They're looking more for an eye for an eye. You know, they're looking for absolute justice. You know, and I think we got to keep the fight going. And I think that you're right as far as having I think that you're right as far as, you know, the way Trump has governed that, you know, a lot of these people feel more emboldened in power. But, I mean, even with that, we got to look at some of the blessings as well. I mean, the tragedy of Breonna Taylor also brought us the Breonna Taylor law, where a lot of states are now actually taking that law and actually passing it in their own states as well, which I think it should be passed nationwide to, you know, eliminate no-knock warrants, you know. But even though that's not the main root of the case, I mean, because they have false evidence to go into our house in general, you know. So, I mean, I can agree with you on that.
Right, and it was 164 black people who were killed by police this year within the first 8 months.
I think the majority
of them you didn't hear anything about.
Exactly, exactly.
1516, do you have a question or comment?
Hello?
Hey, 1516, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. For me, 2020, it wasn't bad. It was just the whole COVID thing. But honestly, the black people stood up for themselves from police brutality and the police out here killing us. They really stood up.
I agree. I mean, do you feel
And the crazy part about it is they thought it was just, you know, the black people that was looting, starting and stuff. But the whole time, it was the police and military that was actually starting it and making people go and do something bad, because it's like monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, you ever get to see the Umbrella Man? The white guy that was dressed up in blackface, that was a proud Trump supporter and attached to several other, you know, very strong white supremacist groups, breaking the glass windows. I believe it was like at AutoZone. And people were like, he's not with us, you know, but they wanted to blame that attack on Black Lives Matter as well. Yeah.
Yep.
And then, too, the way they talk about us, I mean, we had this terroristic thug in Nashville that decides he wants to go and create devastation, harm on people. And, you know, look how they frame him. You know, they don't even frame him the way they would frame him if he was black. If he was black, they'd be talking about what he did in middle school and what he did in high school. And he's been in trouble all these years. He got caught jaywalking back in X, Y, and Z date, you know. But no, the way they try to frame it is, oh, he has cancer. He just found out he signed over his house to someone in California. I'm like, no, talk about him like y'all talk about us. You know, use the same frame.
They used to label him a terrorist.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
And if he was a
Muslim,
he would automatically been labeled a terrorist.
Oh, 100%. We would have been banned. We would have been banning countries from entering this country.
Right.
We have another Muslim ban on the rise.
Right, because there is a term that I found out about this year that I didn't know about, and it's called shooting bias, and it's also known as shooter bias, and it's a form of implicit racial bias, which refers to the tendency among the police to shoot black civilians more often than white civilians, even when they are unarmed. And the concept proposes that the probability of being shot by the police depends on ethnicity, in addition to the other known factors like location, the income of the neighborhood, and whether or not this person is carrying a weapon, as well as emotion shown by the victim.
I mean, my thing is, you can put whatever terminology you want to put on it. You know, it's despicable. You know, like, people think that it's all about, you know, laziness and those who work hard and heathens and things of that nature. But you have, you know, predominant black people who are, you know, wealthy. Well, I wouldn't say, I mean, who have gained, you know, assets and money by different means, and yet, you know, they get treated the same way. You know, we don't all have that, you know, O.J. Simpson complex where, you know, we get treated like the white people do, you know. And I just think, I think in 2020, one of the things that we have been demanding, you know, a lot of, you know, is just justice. You know, it's just like, hey, instead of keep sweeping all this stuff underneath the rug, you know, we need justice. They say law and order. I sit here all the time and sit here and listen to Republicans say, law and order, law and order, law and order. And I'm like, yeah, law and order. You're absolutely right. That's bringing the law and order in. You ain't wearing your mask, lock you up. I mean, that's law and order, right? You breaking the law, right? You know? Like, yeah. I mean, like, let's talk about law and order, you know? Like, a police officer shooting a man in his own house eating ice cream gets 5 years for murder. Now, that's not law and order. That's not how that's supposed to go. You know, you have a little kid who brought an assault rifle across state lines, killed two people, and injured another one, now at home in his own house. You know, it took them a whole, what, 48 hours just to arrest the guy? He walked past the police officer
and the police let him go, too.
Let him go. Told him good job.
They let him leave.
And
plus, the crazy part about it is he was underage, so he couldn't even have the gun.
Right. He wasn't even allowed to have the gun, nor even be out there past curfew.
Yep, because it was 18 plus. He wasn't 18.
Nope. And then he's just a little, and then you had a magic pillow man bailing him out.
Yep.
You know, I'm like,
because
you know,
they started a GoFundMe and raised $2 million to get him out.
That's crazy. You know, I think that's absolutely, like, you know, ridiculous.
But if it was a black man, it would be totally different.
Crucify him.
And
crucify him.
No matter what. Nobody says, if I would have done something like that, they wouldn't have let me. I would have been dead.
Yeah. On the scene.
I would have been dead. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
You wouldn't have walked away.
Sure wouldn't.
I'll tell you that. You wouldn't have walked away. You know, you wouldn't be able to walk by with your hands up holding an assault rifle. You know, like, they wouldn't even let you out there. Soon as they would have saw you with an assault rifle, they would have pulled their guns on you. You know?
They would have not unless you pulled out a cell phone.
Yeah. 100%.
Just like the cops out here, they do the same thing. They don't
care.
So
where is it safe to be black?
Say it again.
Where is it safe to be black? I ask
nowhere.
That
you can't be safe in your own home. There's nowhere to be safe being black. You always have to watch yourself because no matter what, if you're black, your skin color, they don't care about it.
That's a strike.
Done. They want you done for. A black man gone. That's all they say. They don't care. They laugh. And talk stuff about it behind closed doors, all to their friends.
That's 100%. I mean, there was a guy that was killed by the police, and they had their body cameras on while they was laughing over this kid dead body, talking about it was going to be a closed casket funeral.
Yeah.
I mean,
8051.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. It's messed up because people don't even realize what a black person has to deal with every day.
8051, we got you on the air.
Yep, I'm more or less listening right now. I want to hear what somebody else is thinking about the new year coming in.
Okay 516. 516-531-9540. Press 1 if you have a comment or a question about this year. Anything that has happened? What do you think about it? What you didn't like about it? What you do like about it?
Well, I could say this. You know, at the start of the year, like I said, when we first started the show, you know, we lost a legend, you know, in basketball. You know,
yeah,
and I think that's something that's worth having attention brought to. I think, you know, I think they should change the emblem to Kobe. personally, the way he affected the game. And I mean, they still got a guy, half of the people don't even know his name. You know, like there's no, I mean, he's not even considered a top 10, you know. But because he's white, you got to make sure that the emblem, you know, is on him. So, I mean, you know, I think that's something that's definitely can be, you know, talked about or brought attention to. But we do got to call it.
You know what?
What did you guys say?
You know what? I was about to say this about Kobe. It really should get changed because he really did change basketball.
Completely.
He helped change it. Him, the Michael Jordan, they really did change the way basketball is.
Absolutely. 5240, you got a question or comment? 5240.
Yes. You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You live.
Okay, I just want to say good show tonight. Well, my thing is 2020, you know, was a really effed up year. From the get-go with COVID, injustice, just a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, I'm just ready for it to be over with, and it's almost over with. And hopefully 2021 can be a better year, not mentally, physically, but financially for blacks, that we can take a lot of leeway from what happened in 2020 and realize that we have to get our shit together and make sure our kids are together and make sure no matter what happens that we are black. And we need to hold our stuff to a higher standard and for us getting stuff right and our things right. You know, we don't need to be out here the turkey and acting the fool. We need to get our finances up and our stuff up because no matter what you are, like Trick did say, at the end of the day, you're still black. And but our education level need to be up. You know, so we need to respect the police when they come around, and we understand what they're going to do. But at least we don't need to be talking back and all that. We need to tell our kids the same thing. So I think in 2021 can be 2020 was a learning year, but 2021 can be okay. I see how this shit gonna go. So let's get ourselves together. Let's do stuff better in 2021. For us, focus on what we need to focus on and stop focusing on BS. And I think we'll be better going on for the future. Take more in politics and see what's really going on. Learn to get out here and vote. And vote for the right candidates, not just throwing, you know, anybody in there, seeing what people are going to do and not going to do. So I'm just thinking that it's just been a learning experience for us in 2020. And for us getting out and vote, calm down, for us getting out and vote, this past election, we've seen what our vote can count for, whether you're independent or whether you a Democrat, Republican. It's time to put our votes for our candidates, even our local candidates. Put them to the fire and see what they're really going on. That's my take on it. I think 2021 can be better for us if we applied and realize the hell we went through in 2020 and realize what they still think about us in 2020 and say, you know what, we need to do better.
Hey, caller, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, have you made any New Year's resolutions, or what are your 2021 plans? What are some things that you feel like you personally must get accomplished to push the nation forward?
Okay, for my 2021 plans for me and my family, my immediate family, is just getting our mind right, getting our finances set, paying off some stuff, getting ready for the future. Traveling a little more and just enjoying the fruits of our labor.
Are you going to get the vaccine?
You know what, I'm thinking about getting the vaccine. Yes, I've been, you know, and it's still up in the air, but I've known a few people. We talked about that today. You know, a couple of blacks is asking me about this. They don't know, but I know two blacks that already got it and work in the medical field. And you know, so well, they said, well, I'm saying they had a little fever, whatever, but I mean, it is what it is. So, but by the time I get it, I think it'll probably be spring or summer before I really get it. But so far, the two African Americans that I know that got it, say so far, you know, they still going to work every day. They're still doing what they got to do. So, me, I encourage blacks to get it. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of them talk to me about, man, I don't know, and the government secret this, secret that, you know, just a lot of that's going on. But to me, myself, I'm going to get it. Yes, I'm going to most definitely get it. And if I get it, then I'll tell you about it and everybody on the radio station about it. But I know two African Americans that got it, and they still going to work every day. It's still functioning fine. Well, I'm still got that expensive Lexus. So, yes. So my thing is I'm going to get it. And I encourage African Americans to get it. And let's just do our homework. Let's not just stop with all this scientific fishing. They doing this. They doing that. But remember, whites got to get it too.
Yeah, that is
they
true.
They might be giving them something different. They might be giving them something different. They have been switching things
okay,
up.
Okay, here we go again. Okay, here we go again. Here we go again. And scientists getting it, and doctors are getting it.
You don't know exactly what they are getting. They're showing you on there somebody getting something. They might be getting shot up with water. You don't know.
Hey, like I said,
I'm not taking it.
I love you, but that's you. I'm going to take it. I'm gonna say too many African Americans come with the same foolishness every time. Okay, I understand what they did to us in the Spanish in the old days. I'm talking now. Please, thank you. Okay, but like I said, if you don't take it, that's fine. You know, I wish you would, but my thing is I'm gonna have to take it, and I know two other people that already took it. Okay, well, you go and say what you want to say, because evidently you won't let me say what I got to say, but I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to still take it.
You can say what you're going to say. I'll listen. I have a problem, but I'm not taking it.
I'm going to take it.
I will say this, you know, and not in the same light as, you know, what Michonne was talking about as far as we don't know what they're getting. That is true. We definitely don't know what they're getting. But what I will also say is, you know, when these scientists and things like this in the medical field, one of the things that, you know, isn't properly broadcast is they take their research and knowledge strictly based off of white people, you know. So you're right. They might be getting a vaccine, but the vaccine is literally made to go in with the genetic makeup of white people, right? And one of the issues they even broadcast throughout the process of producing this vaccine is that black people didn't have trust in them nor the government, and they had issues with getting black people to volunteer. You know, and if you look at history, that's the reason why we have
I understand that.
You know, and that's just real. I mean, if you go into the medical field right now, to the best doctors, there's diseases that. There's things that goes on strictly in the black body that is not really seen in the white body, and they're not even studying that in school. You know, they said we're studying the major diseases and how the major stuff operates. No, we're just studying what goes on in white people's bodies and their ecosystems inside their bodies. You know, and so like I do think there is some validity there. You know.
Okay. I wish you would, but okay. You still got a couple months to take it before you get it. Now here's the thing. Now you got Obama. You got a couple other African Americans taking it, and you know, Biden. And okay. Can I ask this question? What African American that would take the shot would give you enough courage, enough respect to say, you know what, if they did it, I would take it? What African American that y'all have faith in that if they take it, I might just take that shot?
Nobody.
For me, yeah, I was going to say, I don't care what African American step
None.
Up there and do.
I'm not getting brainwashed.
No, there's not one walking, breathing, talking that I know of.
You know, what I would do is I'm a younger individual. I'm not high risk. You know, what I would do is, I'll sit back and let everybody do what they're going to do. Those who don't take it, take it. Those who don't take it, don't take it. I'll sit back and wait for the numbers. I'll sit back and see how the numbers come out and look at that. I'll use data to, you know, make my decision. You know, I'm not about to be one of the guinea pigs first up on the list. I'll sit back and wait and see what happens to everybody else.
I have a question for Urban Outlook. You are still there, right?
Yes.
Okay. My question is this. Okay, I understand your point. I mean, if you want to take it, you take it. But the, here's
I will.
Question.
I will.
They can't. Okay. All right. They haven't. Okay. They came up with this vaccination really quick. They haven't even came up for a cure or nothing for like AIDS, HIV, cancer. It's a lot of things out there that they haven't cured. But
herpes.
So why would you trust? Right. I mean, so why would you trust something they came up with? They said, oh, really quick. Because a lot of times the effects that people have don't show up till years later.
Yep. You always see that commercial. You always see that commercial at nighttime. If you took this drug, please call us now to get maximum compensation. The doctor's lying.
Well, I tell you what. I just get to, if I'm alive, I just get compensated. I just go down there, call that number, and get my money like everybody else. Something better. I will take it, and I won't be discouraged. On this show that I love, I won't be discouraged. And I'm telling every African American this, same for yourself. Now, the last call, I just understand what you said. You're going to wait around. But I tell African Americans the same thing. I say, you know what? You don't have to take it now. You can take it later on, or you can take it in 2022 to see what everybody else doing before you take it. That I did tell people, just wait around. And after some months or whatever, if everybody else ain't falling out or growing another head or arm or something, then y'all can take it. But I get so frustrated with African Americans. You don't know what they're doing. Come on, man. Just think positive sometimes. Think positive and let's keep the negative out of our head. I understand what happened a long time ago, but it's a new day, a new dawn. I'm saying tonight, I'm saying tonight, African Americans, open your. Please, let me just talk. Please, calm down, everybody. But I'm telling African Americans, do your diligence, do your homework. Don't be discouraged by somebody on this radio station saying, hey, I would not. Every individual do your own homework. See what's going on. You don't have to do it right now. Remember, you got months to see what's going on. If people start falling out next month, you know not to take it. And if you take it now and you got to get compensated later on for it, do that. But I'd rather for you do that than to not take it and you still end up dead.
I agree. Hey, you know, I do think everybody got a personal decision to make on that. I 100% stand by you. I mean, hate to say it, but I do need black people to take it so I can see how it affects our bodies as well. That's part of the research, right? I know I'm not going to be first in line.
Okay, I know you won't be first in line. You sit in 1,000 times. I understand. But what I'm saying is, you got the 2022. You got a whole year to look to see what's going on, how it's affecting everybody. But I'm thinking for you and your family, sooner or later, more African Americans need to come around and say, you know, this is something that we need to do. Because a lot of people still scared. You know, a lot of people still scared and still go back to where they used to do this to us. They used to just do all type of stuff to us in the medical field, which is true. Which is, I understand that. But this is a new day, a new dawn. Let's stay focused. Let's stay wide open. And let's understand what's going on. This is to help our family and our future. If you want to feed your kids and grandkids and all that, sometimes those are things that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop and stop being so negative about everything. I don't know. I guess I don't know what they're going to do. No. Please. Lord have mercy.
Negative. It's about knowing how they are. Do you think a racist has always been racist, and just because they become a doctor or a scientist that they stop being racist? Do you think that?
I think this right here. I'm not going to fall into, I'm not going to fall into white side to get us all the time like some of us on the radio station. I won't do that. And I won't say no names. But anyway, like I said, I'm not out here, wipes this, the wipes that, the wipes that, because it's a lot of other people just doing things too. Like I said,
Mm-hmm.
We just got to have a more open minded. We got to have a more open minded than to saying, "Oh, it's just they're trying to do this for him. They're trying to do this for him. They're trying to do this for him." Because believe me, this day and time, there's a lot of African Americans that's effing up, still doing what they shouldn't be doing, but they keep doing it. I won't ever be on this show. Whites just keep doing this because blacks keep doing a lot of dumb shit too, over and over and over. And I seen one of them today, 50-something years old. He over, still doing silliness. Damn, when you gonna ever learn? When you gonna pull yourself up from your bootstrap? The foreigners do it. The people from the Middle East come over here, from sleeping outside in tin cans to having matches. Let's change our mind frame. A little bit, at least, but I would never sit on the radio station and say, hey, whites this all the time, whites that all the time.
I understand that, and I agree with you, but what I will also do is acknowledge that even these foreigners aren't treated like we are. And what I mean by us treated like we are is, like, my thing is, let's look at, I mean, people always talk about, use that line, let's pull ourselves up by our bootstrap. Well, let's talk about some capitalism real quick here, all right? The government and white people has monopolized and curated an industry using the commercial prison system to literally lock up generations of people for a certain product that they're now legalizing and saying, hey, you need $1 million to get the license just to get this started. They didn't make billions off of locking us up for it. No reparation. No. I mean, they have those apologies. I'm sorry. That don't do anything. You know, that don't mean anything. You know, they don't give us anything tangible to go along with it. And that's just a small example. Let's be realistic. I see black people working hard all the time, and because they're black, they get more scrutiny and more pressure underneath them. Not just from whites, from blacks as well, you know, to, oh, you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to be, like, why is your stuff so expensive, this, that, and the other? I think you're right. We do have to change our mind frame, and we do have to get into a coalition, is what I like to call it. You know, we have to develop our network so that way we can be self-sufficient from outside, needing outside help outside of our coalition. And making sure that we're together. And I tell you all the time, that starts right at home. I always say that. That starts at home. Building up your house, building up your coalition, right? I do agree there. But as far as using those examples that you just used, you know, I'm not gonna jump into that because I'm like, no, I see it differently. You know, I do see it differently. You know,
everybody got their own opinion. Everybody have their own opinion.
There's systemic racism, injustice, and all that. I will talk about it on my radio show every damn week. Long
and that's fine. Keep doing what you're doing. I didn't say no names, but keep doing what you're doing. That's all you got to do. But I'm gonna stand. But every time on this radio station, I'm gonna stand for what I believe in every single time. Now, it's your radio station. I understand that.
You can shake my
but as a caller, I'm gonna stand for what I believe in.
It will not happen. You can believe whatever you
want to
believe. But at the end of
the day, I will. And I won't lose no sleep. I will.
Probably calling you a nigga behind your back.
Hey, and that's so. And I might be calling you something behind my back. Go ahead.
But you up there smiling in their face at the same time, not me. I keep it real honest.
That's funny. And we got.
Albert, I have another question for you. Since you think black people can't do nothing for themselves, everybody black isn't down and out.
I never say everybody black down and out. But I'm saying is that we can do better. I'm saying no. There's a lot of blacks that's doing good, and I'm proud of them. There's a lot of blacks that's standing up, doing the right stuff, and I'm proud of it. But also, I see a lot of blacks that's not. They can do better. So, hey, you know what? Please listen for a minute, everybody. Just calm down and listen, everybody. The movie called Lean on Me. With the black – Morgan Freeman.
He's
the principal.
Right.
Yeah. But I read a long time ago, and it just put in my attention because the man died. But that was a true story. And the majority of what he talked about is African Americans and Latinos putting themselves up, education, doing what's right. Don't follow a fool, follow, go another path. Right now, you can have African Americans right now, and it's in every school, in every city. You can say what you want to say. If somebody do something silly and stupid, we'll follow that. African American is do something what wise and he all by himself. Because the majority of the people going to follow a fool. They think that's what's most popular. That's what's this. A wise man, he going to go to himself. Like Bill Gates. Bill Gates didn't have many schools and friends. Friends in school. Kept to himself. They call him a nerd. He couldn't get a date. Now he got billions and billions.
They also say he was ruthless, he was evil, he was cunning, and like a whole bunch of negative traits as well. I mean, don't leave that out.
Well, and sometimes it's been a leader, you got to have those traits. You got to have those traits. I got to have some ruthless traits, because guess what?
I'm listening.
Ain't nobody perfect.
Nope. See, my issue is what that is. All right, this is my issue. All right, it's the demonization of specifically the black male, but in general the black people. Okay, I've been in class. I've been in the professional setting for a very long time. I went to school, etc. And when I was in college, I realized in most of my classes, I was the smartest person in the class. You know, far as besides the professor. You know, and my grade showed the same thing, right? But every time that I taught, regardless of what I said, what position I took, I remember it was always some white person that wanted to say the opposite just to try to prove me wrong. And it wasn't until the teacher was like, no, actually, he's right. You know, so, like, I hear what you're saying, and I agree that, you know, we as black people got to do better, 100%. I definitely agree with that. But at the same time, I'm not going to take the position of demonizing the black male or my black people. I'm never going to do that. You know, the same type of rationale the white folks use when white people are acting crazy, I'm going to use that same rationale for black people as well. You know, I'm not going to jump into that pool to, you know, continue to keep the black people down. You know, I'm going to call white people out. I'm going to call Hispanic out. I'm going to call black people out. I'm going to call Asians out. I don't care what color you are. I'm going to call you out. Like, I'm a realist. You know, but at the same time, when I'm presenting that message, I want to make sure I'm going to present that message in an effective manner, you know, that actually portrays what's going on. And I want you to get a chance to respond as well. But before you do, we do got another caller, 6120. We got you live on the air. We're talking about things that have happened in 2020. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I agree with the caller. So I feel like black people need to learn that the only thing that comes from a devotion to hardship is learning how to live defeated. The real people who get on in this life, the real blacks who achieve in this life, have already factored in the cost of injustice into the price of goal achievement. So all that you and your host be talking about, that's already factored into the equation to real blacks who already get along in life. You're not telling anybody anything that's new. Like, whatever you're saying about, whether it's Tuskegee, people being set up for failure, whether it's red light, redlining black people, or coming up in poverty, or what have you, that's already been factored into the equation. So
what
that
equation?
Don't shock anybody. The equation of goal achievement. The only thing you do by constantly focusing on white folks is taking the power away from yourself and giving it to someone else, kind of like religion. Well, you always got to pray to someone outside of yourself and look to someone outside of yourself for the answer. When the real key is always inside, Slim, you always start with the man in the mirror. That's number
always.
One. You move in the direction of your dominant thought. You're missing my point. Let me say what I got to say. You move in the direction of your dominant thought. So no matter what circumstances surround you, if it's in you to be that dude, you're going to be that dude regardless of what you're facing, Slim. That's everything that every black person in America taught us all the way up until the civil rights. After the civil rights got passed, and we got caught up with white liberals, then we lost that. We turned into something else. Now we out here whining and complaining all the time. All the blacks that led up to nothing, no matter what obstacles they put in their way, none of that could check them. And that's the whole message we got. I wouldn't tell no kid wake up day in and day out looking for articles about how a black person was beat up by a cop, or he came across some injustice, or they pushed him out of Starbucks. Who gives a shit? The way I'm teaching my kid is, F who at the top of the stairs, Slim, you stepping up. The same way somebody else getting their ass kicked, you get out here and you kick ass. That's how I raised my kid if I had one. So all this other stuff, that I mean, this is not newsflash, Slim. It's a cold catalog of this stuff. Y'all, you banging out. But I don't hear nobody banging out telling black folks, yo, if you want to start, if you're looking to solve any problem, you always start with the man in the mirror. And that has to do with the way you think. You have to be more open-minded, Slim.
So you didn't hear me say
you
care
starts
at home?
Listen, it's bigger than starts at home, Slim. It starts in your mind. That's where it starts at.
That's your home,
you
right?
You have to be that dude. You have
right.
to be that dude.
Exactly.
You can't go there, but Cosley always, you got come on the show with a catalog of injustices or infractions that somebody, who cares? Shit ain't gonna
I
stop
care.
Me.
Well,
I don't give a fuck what.
A
I don't care what in front of you. That's the whole point. That's
show.
The whole point. If you want to focus on that,
your agenda,
if you
want to
focus on that,
no,
have at it.
You're
missing the whole point. I'm just telling you, if you want to focus on that, have at it. And also, that's also a slick play by white liberals. That's also you got what you guys are focusing on is also a hustle by white liberals. You're missing the whole point, though. See, I mean, you're so close-minded, you're missing the whole point. Always focusing on injustice is a play by white liberals. You don't even see the whole move. By focusing on injustice and always whining and complaining, you miss out on the fact that you should be developing on your talent, developing yourself. That's the whole point. That's how you're losing out on all these cities. That's how gentrification take root. Because when all the employers come in, they come in with a lot of jobs that blacks don't have skill sets for. Because instead of developing their talent and skill, they was too busy out here letting white folks tell them that, white liberals tell them that somebody's always out to get them. So we out here running around with picket signs instead of developing our talent. In the 60s, before we got to the civil rights, we came down with food rights. So, you can disagree all you want to, but the fact is the fact.
Right, that's
you can disagree, but the fact is the fact.
What you just stated was not a fact.
Here's the reality.
What I'm saying is what you just stated was not a fact.
No, here's the reality, Slim.
No,
here's the reality.
Here's
the reality.
Can I give you the reality?
I'm listening.
Listen, here's the reality, man. Here's the reality. In the 60s, before civil rights, black folks was on two tracks. They fought injustice, and they also valued their education and developing talent and skill. Today, nobody's valuing developing talent and skill. It's about whining and complaining and then going on social media to take pictures and let everybody know that when
right
I went
now?
To...
You don't think
I'm
blacks
sorry?
Are going to school right now and getting degrees? You don't think blacks are trying to open up businesses? You don't think blacks are actually out here working and trying to...
You got some blacks that's doing it, but it's not to the degree that it should be. Like,
you,
that was
I
the
agree.
Oldest focus
I,
before
I think
civil rights.
Because as long as it's not 100%, it's not to the degree it should be. As long as it's not 100%, it's not to the degree
again,
it should be.
Again, here's the whole point. Here's the whole point. D.C.
Right.
used to be all chocolate city when I first moved in the area.
Yeah.
But they lost it. Why did they lose it? Because a lot of employers came in. And they had a lot of jobs. But the people in D.C. who were black majority didn't have the skill set to take those jobs. So they had to start looking out to other, bringing people in from other places who did have the skill set. Now, we had a lot of complaints
so,
in D.C.
Here's the thing.
A lot of
they
people
didn't
that
have
are whining.
That. They didn't have to do that. They could teach people how to do those jobs.
Yo, Slim,
that's
Slim, these jobs are ready to go. You're missing the whole point. That's,
I'm not
that's
missing
training.
The point.
These jobs are ready to go now.
I know exactly
these,
what you're talking
these
about.
These jobs are ready to go now. And matter of fact, you got 7 million jobs that's going
if
under.
If you're always looking to outsource, if your answer is to immediately outsource, then you are already saying that you don't care about what's already there. My thing
whoa,
is
whoa,
in the tech
whoa,
industry,
whoa, the
when I think
whoa,
it's
whoa.
What you
well, that's,
earned
that's, that's
let me finish.
Part.
Let you talk.
You
let
speak.
Me finish. Let me throw my point out there. I will let you win hard. Let me throw
man,
my other point out.
That's the second part of the equation, though. That's the second part of the equation. What you're talking about? The first
I'm
part is somebody actually valuing their education.
I think a lot of black people got an education out here with a degree, went to school, got that degree, and can't find a job. I know hundreds of people right now. I know thousands of people, black and white, who went to school, who valued their degrees, made A's, made the dean's list, got all types of scholarships and everything, and now they're outside of school and they can't find a job.
Okay, well, that's a question of quality leadership and decision making. Somebody should have told you about all these liberal degrees that ain't worth nothing. There are a lot of degrees out here that are totally worth it. So go back and talk to your high school guidance counselor. That's what that's about. That's a leadership issue.
My was a white woman. My high school guidance counselor was a white woman who was concerned with making sure that I play football, which is what I was supposed to do, and I run track, and, you know, don't really worry about the education, which my mindset rejected. Not everyone has the same mindset or even as strong of a mindset that I have. But the reality is, I agree that, hey, we do have to get our education, not just get our education, but we got to get out here and know the actual field. Like, technology is taking over. We need every one of our kids with a computer. We need our kids learning how to code. We need our kids learning how to build programs. Those are the jobs of the future. Teaching people to do that don't take long. It don't take that long.
Listen, number one, you're missing the first part of that. I can lead a dog to water, but if you don't value it the way you value cell phones and a pair of Jordans, all of that is irrelevant anyway. That's my whole point. You're talking about getting training, but I'm telling you, if the only thing that I'm valuing is shoes and going to party and drinking and smoking, and what's the whole point? Oh, that's irrelevant anyway. Whatever training you're offering me, Slim.
Right,
I work in D.C. schools, I can tell you right now. D.C. got the most. Come on, man. Hey, listen, now you're trying to be foolish now, man.
Said.
Come on.
Okay,
well, here's what you do. Do you have a Facebook account?
Of course.
If you got a Facebook account, if you got an Instagram account, you go in there and you tell me what black people are doing. Make a little report, and then the next show you tell me about it.
Hey, would you do the same?
I already undid it. I'm waiting for you to catch up. That's my point.
Share your report.
I already told you. The value system is the number one thing that's causing us problems, our value system. I keep telling you, if you move in the direction of your dominant thought, if education was your top priority, then you would be moving down that road, Slim. We would have the talent and skill to take a lot of these jobs. There are 7 million jobs that's going unmanned in the economy. Half of it is the fact that employers can't find skill sets. Half of it is the fact that you can't find skill sets. Other is that you just don't have enough people in the economy to work.
I'll tell you one thing. We're on the radio show. We can all do this. You can put something stupid up. You can put something stupid and silly up. And
you
can put some education up. Majority of the blacks, majority of African Americans are going with the stupid shit. Every fucking single time.
Nobody's checking for it.
Tape closed.
I mean, I think white people do it.
I mean, nobody's checking for it. Who cares about white folks? Then we own black people, man. Who cares about that?
Well, I mean, white people.
The problem. We're too busy worrying about looking outside of ourselves, man.
I'm not.
Too busy worrying about looking outside of ourselves. The man in the mirror, man.
I got my degree. I got me a job. I can pay my bills.
Listen, you're talking about you. Maybe you are outstanding. But I can take you to Southeast D.C. and show you a gang of folks.
With several black people, just like me.
I can take you to Southeast D.C. Where did you grow up at, man? Did you grow up in Baltimore, Detroit, where blacks are predominant at? 800,000 people? Or you grew up in an area where you got, 20,000 black people? Where did you grow up at?
Well, I was born in Chicago, and I grew up in Paducah, Kentucky.
Well, the case closed. Now, if you was to go up in Chicago, that would be a whole different story. And I'm going to tell you what Oprah Winfrey told everybody. Oprah, why are you building schools in Africa when we got Chicago as a problem? And here's what Oprah said, verbatim. When I go to black schools in America and I talk to them about education, black kids are only concerned about, one, shoes, two cell phones. That's the only thing they want to talk about. Again, Jada Kiss said it. If you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. Nobody's interested. Right now, I go to the library and do a lot of studying. The only black people I see in the library are immigrants,
and
Africans. That was all the only black people I see in the library. Blacks, they be there, but they were out there.
Yeah, that's true. I used to go to the library, too. It ain't many of us coming around there.
Oh, man,
I tell you what.
We're taking care of business when you know we're not.
If we throw a ghetto party, blacks showing up everywhere. Drinks, liquor, weed.
Oh, party, you already know.
We coming. We come.
If it's a party, you already
book,
know.
Education. We folks ain't coming.
You already know if it's a party.
They ain't coming.
Man, you know where
you
we are.
You
know
what
we're
the fools ain't coming.
We in the building. If it's a party, you know we in the building. Now, we ain't there for a school night, for parent-teacher's night. We might, the parking lot is empty. The parking lot is empty. Now, I'm talking about blacks in low-income areas.
I've seen all of my kids who had black parents show up on
But again, you ain't grow up in Detroit. You ain't grow up in Southeast D.C. You ain't grow up in Baltimore.
You're right.
Go to those schools.
And
go to those schools, and I can promise
you
this is what you're going to find out.
My thing is, each city that you name, you got to also, factor in why. You're like, my thing is, you just saying this.
I already factored in why.
Hey, it don't matter. If there was a party, they would bring
the
their ass down regardless of what happened. They would show up and show out.
When your mama was 13 years old when she had you, and that's normal. You know, when there's drugs all around you, and that's normal. You gotta talk about the environment. Like that's just real.
Okay.
But
whose fault is the environment though? What are you saying? The environment is someone else's fault?
What I'm saying is the environment is what's been.
Let me ask you this: are you looking for an excuse? You're looking for an excuse.
Never look for.
Okay then, well, it don't matter. Because despite you can bring up whatever environment, you still got people who have succeeded despite the environment.
This is why it goes back to you moving in the direction of your dominant thought. As Tupac said, that's a rose out of the concrete. You can't sit here and act like, you can't turn a blind eye to all this stuff.
Let's do it this way. Here's the first thing you should know. Most black people in America don't live in poverty. So that's the first thing. So let's get that established. Most black people in America don't live in poverty. So all these people out here who are mostly middle class black folks or lower middle class, but they're not in poverty. Even those ones who have nice careers, nice houses, what you find is that the kids don't follow the success of their parents. Most of the kids are starting to relapse. Why? Because of the value system. That's the reality, Slim. That is the reality. Since you want to go down that path, I'm going to go with you. Most black people in America do not live in poverty.
I agree. Yeah, the black poverty rate is not 50%, 100%. I agree with you on that.
But here's what you're finding is that those who had initial success, their kids are not seeing the success that they saw, social and economically. Now, why is that?
What I have seen for my 30 years on this earth, obviously, there's a lot of stuff that has happened before me, and there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen after me. But what I have seen while I've been on this earth, as a black man, we are pushed to go be entertainers, either basketball or whatever sport it is, to rapping or making somebody dance. Those are the things that we're pushed towards. I believe that we have to push our kids to actually do something else. I mean, it's only 12 spots on the piston. I'm never going to sit here and say that, we don't need to have education and develop these skill sets, develop these talents so that we can go and be prosperous and be able to provide for our families. I'm never going to deny that, But what I'm also going to look at is also the social things that are going on as well, because that goes into communicating with these kids. There's a reason why yesterday I met my old I saw my old math teacher, Miss Morris, which her name is now Miss Dooms, right? I met my old math teacher and she looked at me. She's like, "Oh, Justin, how are you doing?" We chopped it up for a second, and one of the things that I told her, when I retire, I want to be a teacher. She's like, "You should. People radiate towards you." The reason why people radiate towards me and actually listen to what I have to say it's because I pay attention and I'm listening to them. You know, the social skills does matter. To sit here and say social skills don't matter, just do it. That's just hitting a hammer with everything. Not everything needs a hammer. You know, some things need delicate touch. You know, that's real. And when I'm sitting here, when I'm talking about things that are happening, like, for example, these kids that are being brought up and watching their peers being murdered. Hey, they life cycle is, hey, if I make it to 18, I'm an OG. If I can just make it to 18, if I can just make it to 21. Half of my peers don't even make it to 21. And I'm not saying everyone is in that same category, but when you're growing up in Chicago, I was born in Chicago. I spent a lot of time in Chicago. You know, most of the people that I knew in Chicago are grown. That's real. Like, I mean, to sit here and act like that's not happening, you know, I think that's...
Listen, who said that's not happening? Did you hear anyone say that's not happening?
No, you said who cares? Who? That's what you said.
Nah, you misunderstand something. You never heard me. You missing something. Well, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. You move in the direction of your dominant thought, so that if that dog is in you, none of this shit around you matters. That's my whole point to that. But what I will say is this, in terms of blacks, it matters when you
walking home.
I have another caller.
Dude, I grew up with
1-2-3-3. Stop. 1-2-3-3. Comment or question.
One, two, three. You on the air? One, two, three.
So go on.
All right, continue.
Okay, so we got this thing about black folks only seeing entertainment and sports. And then also, that's part of the white liberal thing. That's all they're showing you to begin with, because they control all the communication things.
Sure.
But black folks do know about aviators. They do know scientists out there. They do know chemistry out there. But here's the thing, though, and this is, again, a leadership problem. A lot of what you have to do in terms of success has to do with not doing what you like to do. That's why we can dominate sports, because it's fun. We can do rap, because rap is fun. But when it comes to being a chemist, guess what? A lot of what I have to do is boring. A lot of what I have to do is focus. A lot of it is self-discipline. If you disagree, then something's wrong with you. If you think a lot of what you have to do to be successful is stuff that you naturally don't like to do.
And do things that you like to do. For example, as you brought up the word chemist, as chemists that are out here, most chemists, people who go in to become a chemist, enjoy that. There's a lot of stuff that you
can
do. You're
missing our whole point. You're missing what I'm saying.
No,
you got people that like it, but what I'm saying is, I'm telling you this, even if you like to play basketball, a lot of what you have to do in terms of the training and getting to the point where you actually be good enough to get a D1 is stuff you don't like to do. I mean, that's not a lot of easy training.
Just because it's not easy doesn't mean you don't enjoy it. For example, I love math.
My whole point is this. A lot of what you have to do.
Yeah, 1233.
Hello?
1233, are you on?
Yeah, so sorry. I was having technical difficulties, but I'm on now. I was just going to make a comment to the caller who said that why black people aren't doing what their parents were doing if they had a better example. I personally feel like the caller
if you had
asked,
a better example.
The caller said that people have successful parents and still go the opposite way.
No, I said they relax. They don't see the same success that their parents see.
Right, okay. One of my answers to that is, in the black community, I see, like, even though a lot of black people are successful, they don't, like, help their children be successful like white people do or other races.
Well,
like,
that might be some
now,
of it.
Even in my family, it's like, oh, this is me. Like, go get your own. Go out there and work for that. I work for it. Instead of the white man who's going to be like, hey, I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach you. I'm basically, I'm going to put you on. So even if I struggle to do this, you're not going to do the same thing. A lot of black people are not like that.
But that could be some of it, but I do.
Even if they are successful, a lot of
them don't. That could be some of it, but I do have an uncle who owns a radiology company who brought his son in who to try and coach his son up, but his son wasn't interested in that. His son was interested
True.
In making
JP
music.
Wasn't interested.
Just so you
True.
Know, he was interested in making music, and his father make, like, I don't know, what, $300,000 a year or something, but his son wasn't interested. So he got to go and hire somebody to take over the business because his son
right.
wasn't
Right, yeah. I feel
True.
That. I do not know
JP.
What the issue is with that. But I feel like other races somehow, like, even if their kids don't want to do it, somehow they make their kids. I don't know if
I mean, that's true,
kids,
too. Yeah, that's true, too. Some of us got enough
like
sense
black
to know.
People give up on their kids, though. Like, oh, you don't want to do it? All right, keep on going. Like, the other races is like, no, we're going to do this. I'm going to help you do it. I'm going to make you do it, whatever it takes. Black people, and we're so quick to give up on each other and our kids, bro. We're like, oh, they don't want to do it, whatever. And then that's it.
I mean, that makes sense. I don't know if they want to give up or they just, you know, don't be insistent or assertive about it. Like, okay, I offered it to him. He wasn't
like
interested, so I moved on.
Maybe
I don't know.
They don't push as hard as the other races do. Like, I see that.
Okay, I want to step in and say something real quick. Now, I somewhat kind of understand that because I knew a guy who owned a funeral company, made good money, tried to get his son into it. But like you said, his son wasn't interested in it at all. Didn't show up. Didn't talk to the dead people. I mean, he just didn't do nothing. He sent him to a community college. He ended up doing something else and all that. Like I said, it's only so much you can do when you have a child. And if the person don't love it, they're going to mess up anyway. So he said he got it in his mind to say, you know what, I guess my son don't want to run this funeral home. He doing something else. But his son left a lot of money on the table. A lot of money on the table because somebody else bought the funeral home and they're doing excellent. Like I said, if I got a son and I want to teach him to do something, he want to do it, I want you to do it because you love to do it, not because I had to do it. Now, if you don't be successful and don't make as much money as I did in this business, that's still on you.
I mean,
hey,
I think people need to teach somebody, like, okay, if you work at Burger King, would you rather work at Burger King or be a nurse? Like, people are so quick to say, do what you love. I mean, it's nice to do what you love. Like, are you going to love working at Burger King?
Burger
Probably
King is
not.
Easy, though.
Like,
being a nurse takes more work.
I get what you're saying, it takes more work. But people are so in the thought of what you love to do. Like, that's what I was told. Like, at the end of the day, I wish somebody would have told me, make your money. Like, I might not ever know what I really want to do. Why not make money and have money in my pocket in the process instead of sitting here working at Burger King versus actually having some money in my pocket because somebody told me I need to find what I love to do, and that just might not ever happen.
Yeah, that's true, too. But what I can tell you about Burger King is that I knew a guy who had a lawnmower service who was paying kids high school kids like $25 to do lawn service, but he said the kids didn't want to work in the sun. They didn't want to sweat. They'd rather work at McDonald's and make $8 an hour. So, you know, again, this goes back to the whole thing, like, you know, path of least resistance. I'd rather do the easy thing and be less expensive than do the hard thing and have it pay off down the road. So, I mean, not everyone want to study for SAT scores on Saturday morning and deal with tutors and I'd rather just skate and just do just enough to get by, and that'll be it. Now, Justin Jackson
True.
Might be a high achiever. I don't know him personally. He
yeah.
might be a
yeah,
high
yeah.
achiever. But I can tell you from firsthand experience, a lot of people are comfortable just doing enough to get by.
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole work that it takes to become a chemist, a lot of people's not. I'm not signing up for that, Slim. I can tell you that. There's too much work involved.
I mean, all right, just to jump in there a little bit. You know what I mean? So to be real with you, you know, as far as, you know, people putting in work and things of that nature, from what I've grown up and what I've seen, you know, I didn't see, like, I'm going to be honest, I feel like both sides of the fence, you know. Being born in Chicago, spending a lot of time in Chicago, growing up in Paducah, spending a heck of a lot of time in Paducah, now living in the DMV area, you know, I can sit here and tell you that, like, when you sit here and say, you know, kids don't want to do what their parents want to do, I encourage a lot of kids not to do what their parents want to what their parents are doing. You know, I encourage them to be better than their parents, you know. And as a parent, that's what you should want for your child. For my daughters, I want them to be better than me. I don't want them to have to make the same mistakes that I've made, you know. And I think that's the path that we need to be setting up for them. And even if you have a black person, you have a job, you own your own business, you know, and your kid don't want to take over your business. You know what that means? Cool. Your kid don't want to take over your business. Obviously, you got to still teach them responsibility and discipline, so they still have to bring in money. But guess what? Help follow their passion as well. Support them. Be supportive. Push them. You know, I know for me, if I just had just a little bit of support, I'd be a millionaire right now. Just a little bit. You know, if I just had just a little bit of help, you know. Meaning everything I got, everything, every single thing I got it out the mud. I got it all myself. Nothing was given, nothing handed down, nothing, none of that. You know, before I was even legally able to work, I had a hustler mentality. I'm like, all right, let me take these over here. These kids over here are buying. They got money. You know, I got in trouble in school all the time for selling stuff. You know, like, I mean, my whole concept though is, if we deny the social aspect of things, then we only doing part of the job. You know, we have to also acknowledge the social dilemmas, because that brings the puzzle together. That really brings the puzzle together. That's when you really get people to start listening to you. That's when you really get the attention of the mind, and you can actually start to help develop it. You know, and
what is the social aspect of
the understanding of the climate that the child is brought up in. If you completely reject that, then you're rejecting half of the child. They can never really come to you about problems that they have, and to really get the type of answers that they really need to push them in the direction that they need. You might think you're telling them exactly what to do. You might be, but you know, if you're denying a social aspect of some of this stuff, you know, it's gonna go right over their head. You're not gonna be the person that they're gonna confine in. You're not gonna be the person that's really gonna drive and motivate them. That's real. Why do you think gang members are so successful and continue to recruit other members? A lot of people think it's just straight bullying and protection. No, they acknowledge, yo, hey, your brown boy got killed. They acknowledging these things. You saw what happened to Boyce. I mean, we have to acknowledge. We have to address this stuff.
Right, but what stuff are we addressing, though? I think we're talking
everything
about two different things.
In the black community.
Okay, well, I'm talking about people that wake up every day and just whine about white folks doing this and that.
Right. You said that
I mean, it's a tag team effort. Everything has to be related around what white folks doing. I don't give a shit what white folks do. None of them can check me. That's the first thing. Well, listen, maybe for you, but I can tell you for me, no white folk out here can check me. That's the first thing. And if I had a kid, that's the first thing that I'm teaching them. None of these white folks out here can check you. That's the first thing. It ain't about what they're doing. It's about what you're doing, Slim. So they're going to have to respond to you. You ain't got to respond to them. And that's the road we're moving down. Now, you can sit around and worry about it and wake up and read every USA Today article about the black folks getting slapped upside the head when he walked into Target. Fine. Telling my kid, when we wake up, we slapping motherfuckers in the head. We ain't getting slapped in the head. And that's the mindset we move on. If I had a kid.
Hey.
I've been that way all my life. My mother never raised us to have a victim mentality. We don't.
Sweet tea, baby.
How is it having a victim mentality if it's real, if it's existing? If you're saying something that's true or something that's an issue that's going on, that's not being a victim. That's just real talk. That's a real issue.
But not 24/7. That's what he's saying. It don't have to be about us versus them every single day. We ought to know about that.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you. If it was not a 24/7 issue, why are people still marching and protesting and not getting anywhere? We're still being shot every day, and nothing's happening to anybody. It is a 24/7 issue. It's not, maybe not your 24/7 issue. I'm not saying I personally go through the issue, but it's a Black issue that's going on every day. And some people just care more about the Black community in general than other people. Like, that's not your prerogative. That's not what you want to talk about every day, because maybe you don't care. But maybe
no,
you
I. Okay.
My kids. Maybe you don't.
Okay. Let's move back a little more. I care. But it's not the issue that I get up every morning and I work about what's up, because I can go on all day worrying about, you know, what's happening. My thing is focus on, okay, that happened yesterday. They did that. They did that the day before. They've been doing that since the 40s, the 30s, the 20s, the 1800s. It can go on and on and on what they've been doing. My thing is, okay, you can't dwell on that. You ought to know what they're doing. As a Black man, you ought to know what they doing. My thing is to get up and provide for my family, do what I got to do, try to make my family and kids more educated, more better in this life. That's what it's about. We understand what they doing. We understand the cheating, the lying, the BS they doing. We understand that what's good for them ain't good for us. We understand that. We understand they get away with a lot. We already know that. But I'm not going to sit up here and wake up every day, what they doing. Okay, we already know what they doing. They've been doing it before we was born. They've been doing that in the 1800s.
So I have a question.
They've been doing
for
that for 100 years. They've been doing that for 100 years. Because I'm sorry, they've been doing that. So my thing is, let's focus on the big picture. What can we do better? How can we get more educated?
Okay,
how can
caller,
we focus and get ourselves together?
Okay, I do have a question for you. If your daughter was Breonna Taylor, do you think from the moment your child was killed, do you think you would think about it every day?
Yes. I mean, no, I would think about it every day, and I'd be mad. I think about it every day, and I'd be mad. And matter of fact, and I feel for Breonna Taylor.
Every
I hate day. That it ever happened. But my thing is, you can't dwell on hate. Hold up. Matter of fact, I want to get back with you. I want to get back with you on that, because that was a man from Chicago having a lot of babies everywhere. He's no longer with us, and I had to get over that. So my thing is, you can't dwell on that. You have to deal with the future. Okay, I did better than what he did with my kids. I take care of my kids. I take care of my family. I didn't have to do that right there. So my thing is, all I'm saying is, let's be better than what we did before. That's all I'm saying. We know that's
there. You can't dwell on it every day, but I feel like, as you guys on this call, as Black men, if people weren't dwelling on it every day, you wouldn't have the freedoms that you have today. If people that thought about it every day and did think about it and not just said, oh, this is it. I'm just not going to worry about it because it's not affecting me. If that were the case, y'all wouldn't be where you're at today. It's because people cared and people dwelled on it and tried to fix the issue and tried to get further. They didn't sit here and say,
Good point. I
understand it.
Good point. They dwelled on it, but it didn't paralyze them. I mean, that's a good point. They didn't dwell on it because it didn't paralyze them. That's the whole point. They went down two tracks.
People just cared.
They went down. You're right, though. They went down two tracks, though. They was equally at developing their talent and skill. Today, all we do is whine and complain. We got a sign. We wait for somebody to get hit upside the head by a cop, and we wait for CNN to tell us, and then we move the action. And white liberals use us. They waiting for us to move the action so they can get in there and run their anti-capitalism operations under the cover of Black folks being outraged. But that's what they do.
Now, check this out.
In the 60s, they went down two tracks. They value education as much as they value fighting injustice. We don't do that. We don't care about
just like in my neighborhood, just like this neighborhood right now, just like in Florida, with a population of a million people, you got like almost 200 people being murdered in my city alone, which is a lot. Okay, but every time you see young guys and gang members kill each other, you never see the Black Lives Matter show up in the inner city. It's not a top priority. But you let that police tell a young Black man, it happened here. Get out the car. A thousand times. Guess what?
We out here.
They opened fire on them. You know, all the Blacks came up all out of night. They came over and they made a big to-do about it. But when them two white police told that young man 1,000 times, and respected him to get out that car and all that. He started acting crazy and all that. They opened fire and killed him. Okay, guess what? But they gave the man more than 5-6 minutes to get out the car, and they respected him. But guess what? But you got black guys over here robbing. Killed the Jacksonville football player, but they didn't kill him. They shot him and robbed him. Mask on. You got black, young black guys, 18, 19, shooting and killing all that. Guess what? I don't see no black lives better than the projects. I don't see nobody around. And a black detective, because I work for the city, a black detective told me, man, they ain't coming around for that. For some reason, and then when you stop and investigate them, you go knock on doors, ain't nobody seen a damn thing, he said. African-Americans, for some reason, dope dealers. Right there, blacks outside. Right now, to this day, blacks outside. Right now, there's a lot of drug dealing going on and stuff going on. But guess what? When a crime happened, ain't no black saw nothing. Prostitutes, nobody saw nothing. Come on, man.
Hey, that same thing happened with the blue wall of silence.
Why you keep looking outside us, though, Slim? You keep going somewhere else, man. We're right here.
I'm talking about black people, man.
You keep talking about some other guy. You keep talking about Charles and Charles over there in on Manhattan Avenue or something.
Yeah, because my thing is, I'm not going to sit here and say, okay, hey, black people.
Well, here's the point. You can't control what they do, Slim. None of that has to do with you.
What do you mean?
You become intoxicated like a lot of black people with the idea of being a victim.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's what gets you going. Your blood flow once you got a cause for complaining about something. Oh, I'm a victim now. So I get intoxicated. I get a high from saying I'm a victim. Because if you're tripping about black people being murdered, how many blacks are being murdered in Chicago by other blacks? If you're geeking about a black person being murdered.
Now, you want me to respond to that?
Absolutely. I asked the question.
All right. Reason why I get geeked up, as you call it, reason why I get an outrage, as you call it, is because I want to see the same justice system for everybody. That's what I'm talking about. The black man that killed a black man, guess what? He should be tried, he should be prosecuted, and he should be good. 100%. What I'm also going to sit here and say, as a white man who kills a white man, you should be prosecuted the same now. As a white man who kills a black man,
everyone should be prosecuted, but you got 200 blacks going down at the head of other blacks.
I let you run for a touchdown.
Look at the count, though, man.
Let me talk. My personal experience, I had a white guy try to run me over in a fucking pickup truck.
Come on, man. You had a white guy that you
fought
with,
though. Right outside of my high school. When the police got there, who did they have in handcuffs? The black guy. That's why I'm always sit here and talk about it. I'm always sit here. Until this day, that person has never been prosecuted. His own friend snitched on him. And guess what the police officer said? Well, we might have been having a bad day. Da 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 da. Blah blah blah. I'm like, hell no. But if I try to run somebody over in a pickup truck, it doesn't matter what kind of day I'm having. I'm going straight to jail. Do not collect $200. Do not pass go. Go directly to jail. That's real. And until we can actually you got to be crazy to sit here and
you know what that sound like? You're intoxicated with being a victim.
Well,
I'm telling you, you got 200 white people being slain by black people, and you're looking at the bodies over here pile up, and you're ignoring it. You
want to
go hit a white cop who hit a black guy side of the head with a billy club.
Somebody tried to kill me.
It changed your life, man. You done got it fought with 300 black people. You done fought with it from the time you was a kid to growing up to the point you at now.
You said what?
Are you pissed off at them black people? I think you just want to be hateful and angry and upset with white folks, though.
No,
most
I
of your
life
don't revolve
people.
Around
I've
being
never,
around
I,
white
I got
folks.
A lot of white friends.
Most
I got
of
the white
is inside the black people.
I got a lot of white people. I call
man, just be call it what it is. Just say I get a high from being intoxicated from being a victim. Call it what it is. You get a high from being a victim. You like that. You get off from being a victim, Slim. That's what it sounds like.
I want to see real justice. I want to see a real play.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If you want to see real justice, then stop black-on-black crime, then. That's how you see real justice. That's where the body count is at.
No, that's bullshit.
That's where the body count is at.
Look, I'm not sitting here.
That's where the body count is at.
I'm not sitting here denying black on black crime. Guess what? White on white crime is at an 88.7% as well.
Again, you keep looking outside yourself, though, Slim. You keep looking outside yourself, though, Slim. Maybe you need to go back to Paducah. Maybe you need to go back to Paducah.
That's crazy.
So you can see some of the folks that you seem to be obsessed with. Because you keep talking about white folks. I don't give a shit about white folks, okay?
I was just in
you keep talking about white folks, Slim. That's like you always praying to Jesus or God or go, looking outside yourself. Who cares?
Who cares? What do you mean, who cares?
I'm only focused on the man in the mirror.
I can tell you,
I'm only focused on the man in the mirror, man.
See what I'm doing with the man in the mirror?
I'm saying you got 200 dead in Chicago overnight. You wake up and want to know about the white guy who hit somebody in the head with a billy club. And
hold
to
on,
you,
hold
that's
on,
fighting
one second,
justice.
One second. I got a caller. I got a caller, 6147. You on the air, 6147. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. How you guys doing? Thanks for having
doing
me.
Doing well. How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah,
I've been listening. You know, I'm as white as fucking snow, guys. All right? And what I've been feeling like is, you know, I know there's racism. And I really don't know if there's a way to fight it. Because I don't know if it's just passed down, whatever. Shit's wrong. You know what I mean? But I believe, honestly, our government and the media also play on that so they can do bigger things.
They do.
Absolutely.
They
and they
do.
Make us fight against each other when there's no reason to hate. You know what I mean? I'll be honest, man. I'm in the military. I think we're all the same. You know, we bleed the same. And I said, a reason I think it's a government issue is because think about all this. Man, I know I can't go to like Afghanistan and shoot a motherfucker for no reason. I have to be shot at. I can't just, like, why isn't our police officers being held accountable for their actions?
That's what
gets me on that question is they want us to fight so we can focus on shit like that instead of focus on other issues that they're trying to control.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I agree.
I hear you, Colin. I hear you, big time. Did you have any other questions or comments?
Oh, thank you for your service, too.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, it's an honor, man. It's an honor. Thank you guys for your support. Man,
if you don't mind, what branch are you in?
What do you guys think it's Air Force?
Oh, okay. Well, not as good as the Navy, but okay.
Go Air Force.
One way to fly,
hey, guys,
baby.
Thank you guys for talking about all the hard topics to talk about, and I enjoy listening to you guys. One thing I will say that, man, I just hate the race. Like, I hate how, like, when I'll be listening, you know, I'm like I said, I'm white as snow. And I get feeling guilty sometimes, you know what I mean? And I should never feel guilty. I mean, I'm not a racist person, you know what I mean? This is the body God gave me, you know what I mean? And I hate how sometimes I'll be listening, and, man, I'll be like, man, is that how they feel? Like, towards me, when I'm white? You know what I mean? Because I'm not like that, you know what I mean?
Have you ever seen some
My
of the stuff
question
that's
to
been
you,
going
is
on?
There, is there
about?
Any... Yeah, I hear a lot of they, you know, and a lot of, today I heard if I'm going to teach my son not to worry about what white people are doing, which is true, I get that, but makes me, you know, I have a son, you know what I mean, you might hear him, one second, buddy, you know, makes me feel like, you know, man, I want somebody else's kid to hate my kid because he's white, you know what I mean?
I understand.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you guys talking about all the hard stuff, and I just want to call in and say that.
Thank you,
appreciate
Colin.
It.
Thank you,
appreciate
Y'all
it.
Y'all have a good night.
Keep listening. You too. Keep listening.
I will.
So, what do you guys think about that?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, that was an interesting call. I agree with most of what he had to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I hope nobody don't get the wrong impression that nobody's looking to see the cops get over for violating whatever code they got or whatever, you know, the bylaws is for how police should interact with citizens. That's not what I'm saying. But the whole point that I'm getting to is that a devotion to hardship, when that's the only thing you can see, is that you leave a lot of opportunity on the table if that's all you see.
I agree.
And I know you, Justin Jackson, it might not be the case, but there are a lot of us that's all we see. You might be a high achiever, so you might be able to chew gum and juggle and do backflip at the same time. But a lot of us in the community, that's all we see. That's all we know. I wake up and I can't get ahead because the white man is out to get me, and I'm scratching my head like you got to be the dumbest for going planet Earth.
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't hear the same thing as well. I agree with you there. I heard the same, the exact same thing that you're saying from black people all the time. But guess what? This is all I'm throwing out there. I can communicate with people in a manner of getting them to think for themselves. You know, not telling them what to think, how to think, or how to go about it. You know, that's one of the gifts that God has given me. You know, that to be able to be a, to have that effective communication skill set. And I have touched a lot of kids. I used to volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club. When I come back in town, and those same kids come up and see me, they still call me Mr. Justin. They don't even call me. They mama and daddy miss it. You know, they didn't even call the man down the street miss it. They still come up to me and miss, it's Mr. Justin, you know, and they tell me about all the achievements and all the things that they still want to do. Now, some of them are full of crap. Some of them are actually out there doing some stuff, you know. I do believe that we can make a change and make a difference. And I do believe that it starts with ourselves. I always say, hey, the song Michael Jackson put out there starts with a man in the mirror. I love that. I love it all day. And that's why I always say it starts at home. We got to be able to build our home. The reality is, the reason why we are where we are right now is because the black family home is broken. That's why we are where we at now. When you're talking about in the 60s and the 50s when we was pushing civil rights movements and things of that nature, one of the things that was also in line was, guess what? The relationship in the family, you know, the family had male figures. Now when you look at black families today, a lot of them don't have that male figure in the household. You know, they're looking outside for that male, cool. And that matters. That matters.
That matters.
You know, that's
black
male
being in the equation definitely matters. I agree with that. I would never say it didn't because I know black men played a positive role in my life.
You know,
so I definitely know that plays a factor.
Hey, that's why I said we do got to school these people. That's why I say, like, the social stuff, you know, that does matter. I'm not saying that, hey, that's all we can talk about. I'm never going to do that. I got on here and told you guys how to start a business. You know, I'm trying to put it out there to I want to make sure when I leave this earth, I did everything. I gave everything I can to help push my people forward. That's real. That's what I go hard every day for. You know, and whatever topic you guys want to talk about, I'm going to talk about it. But I'm going to keep it real. I'm always 2-1
real quick. Okay.
Sorry?
I want to know, everybody who's on this listening, they call in. What do you expect for 2021?
To spend more time with family and friends for me. That's my New Year's resolution moving forward, to spend more time with family and friends. That would be it for me.
Any other callers who have any goals for the next year, things that they want to accomplish?
New Year's resolution?
Resolution, goals, stay focused, whatever.
Mine is to stay focused, travel, spend time with family, and just get my money ready so when I retire, I can retire and retire good. And at the meantime, I'm going to teach young people to stay focused and to save money and don't get tired with that social media bullshit that's bringing you down in the future. And, you know, stuff like that. So if you got any young girls that's listening, anybody in your family, turkey on social media ain't gonna get you it.
Okay.
Can we hear your New Year's 2021 resolution? I'm talking to Michonne, the lovely lady that we don't hear much from. Since Justin Jackson do most of the heavy lifting.
Yes, I am starting my own business, a LLC, for 2021.
Good.
I'm in the process of getting licensed as a real estate broker. Also, license. I hadn't shared that with a lot of people. And I have another business venture I have in the works. So my 2021 is multiple things and things.
Got your hands full. Good. Finally, Justin Jackson.
Yeah, so we got about 60 seconds left, you guys. For me, you know, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I always say that, hey, you don't have to wait till the New Year's to make a resolution or a goal. You know, I think you should always keep that going. You know, so to be honest, for me, I'm, one of the things I'm trying to do is make sure I continue to get myself set up and my family set up to continue to push forward, become financially independent, and continue to hit those goals and steps. My goal is, one of my biggest goals, you know, in 2021 is to get all my pieces, get a lot of pieces in line to be able to create my own dispensary. That's always been a goal of mine, and that's one of the things that I'm really pushing for. Another goal of mine, you know, to make is continue to make make six figures, you know, and then always, you know, inspire the youth. You know, I want to always, every year, every day, my goal to make somebody to be a better version of themselves.
That's a strong plan. I like it.
And Justin, don't forget, in 2021, I got faith that you're going to keep on doing the heavy lifting for the radio station. So it's all good on Wednesday. We appreciate it because you lift that motherfucker real heavy, man. You know what I'm saying? You make it easy. Somebody.
Oh, man. Yeah.